Happy birthday, KCHA. All week, we're celebrating KCHA's 50th anniversary. I'm Carol Byrne. He was the voice of KCHA Sports for 33 years. Bob Monroe was born and raised in Charles City. After graduating from the University of Iowa and putting in 4 years in the armed services, Bob returned to his hometown. And in the spring of 1946, he opened a sporting goods store on Main Street. His shop soon became a favorite downtown fixture at the corner of Main and Kelly, so much so that in 1954, the top brass at KCHA approached Bob with the idea of hosting a regular sports show.
They decided they wanted somebody who was interested in sports and perhaps could do some broadcasting. And so they approached me, and if I would do a 15-minute segment on, say, Saturday noon, and I thought it over and thought, well, they want to gamble on me, why, that'd be fine. And I tried to have as many interviews as possible, and I decided to concentrate mostly on local sports.
Sitting in with Bob became a Northern Iowa institution. Every Saturday afternoon at 12:30, the familiar theme, the Iowa fight song, told listeners it was time to catch up on the latest in high school sports, Little League scores, and for the outdoorsman, hunting and fishing regulation news.
I'd have one of the coaches on it after I gave all the scores, and then I told them what was coming up the oncoming week. And I think quite a few people listened to it, and I sure enjoyed doing it and bringing the coaches live to the people. And if they had any questions or like that, they could always contact me, and would cover it at the next broadcast.
For small towns like Charles City, Nashua, Greene, and other communities, sports can unify in good times and bad, according to Bob.
To me, it's perhaps the main talking point with most of the towns. I know the cities around Charles City, like Cowell and Floyd, that all had schools at that time, Norris Springs, Nashua, Plainfield, and Rockford, Marble Rock, New Hampton. There were so many schools that was the main activity that most of the people in those towns have. They either had grandchildren or children playing in them, and it just brought a community together.
Bob Monroe, his Saturday sports show, Sitting In with Bob, was on KCHA from 1954 to 1986. I'm Carol Byrne.